This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, a faith-based media company reaches an agreement with big studios to escape bankruptcy. That story right after this short message.
If your family makes between $35,000 and $95,000 per year, your child could receive an annual scholarship of up to $5,300. We want your child to have all the resources they need to receive an education from Liberty University. That's why we created our Middle America Scholarship, to keep college education affordable for every student. To learn more about our Middle America Scholarship, text AWARD to 49596. Again, that's AWARD to 49596.
Finding something to watch on TV these days can be an overwhelming chore. And trying to find something that is safe for the whole family to watch is even more difficult. Neil, Jeff, Dan, and Jordan Harmon started a company to help with that issue in 2013 called VidAngel. They started as a service to edit out the questionable content of movies on DVD. They had legal issues where the studios were accusing VidAngel of illegally ripping their DVDs, and in December 2016, they were ordered to shut down their website until the trial. In 2017, the company pivoted, opened a studio, and started creating family-friendly content. As streaming video services have increased in popularity, they developed a service that filters content on Netflix, Amazon Prime Video, and HBO. Now, after a four-year legal battle with Disney, Warner Brothers, and other studios, VidAngel has announced that they have reached a settlement in the suit. The agreement enables VidAngel to fully emerge from bankruptcy. In a statement from VidAngel's CEO, Neil Harmon, he said, "After a long and extremely difficult legal battle in one of the biggest copyright cases in decades, we have finally come to an agreement in which VidAngel can emerge from bankruptcy and move forward as a rapidly growing company. As with any compromise, we had to make painfully difficult concessions to arrive at this agreement, as did Disney and Warner Brothers. We want to thank the team at Disney and Warner Brothers for negotiating this settlement in good faith. We also want to thank our fans and supporters, millions of people who have stood with us through thick and thin over the last 4 years of battle that all too often looked lost and hopeless. Now we can reward you all for your support with incredible content like The Chosen and Dry Bar Comedy, and expand our mission to help you make entertainment good for your home." In this settlement, Disney and Warner Brothers have agreed to compromise and substantially discount the $62.4 million district court judgment against VidAngel down to $9.9 million to be paid over 14 years. VidAngel has agreed not to decrypt, copy, stream, or distribute content of Disney, Warner Brothers, and their affiliates without permission from the studios. VidAngel has agreed to drop its Ninth Circuit legal appeal. VidAngel is committed to bringing family-friendly content to your screen. With their proprietary technology, they will continue to empower families to skip unwanted language, nudity, violence, and other undesirable content from movies and TV. As VidAngel tries to enable families to be entertained in safety, let's remember that ultimately we are responsible, as the Apostle Paul encourages us in Philippians 4, to fix our thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.